One of the most famous questions on this week's Parsha, Parsha Tzav, is what's the difference between Parsha Tzav and the Parsha that preceded it, Parsha Vayikra? They're both about Korbanot. And in all honesty, they're both about the same Korbanot. What's the difference? Are they really just repetition? And when you analyze them in Pshat, the answer is pretty simple. Parsha Vayikra is from the perspective of Am Yisrael, who want to bring a korban. And therefore, it's written to the member of Am Yisrael. If you want to bring korban X, here are what animals you have to choose from, and here's what you, Am Yisrael, who wants to bring korban, have to do. Parsha Tzav is written from the opposite perspective. Not from Am Yisrael's perspective, but from the perspective of the Kohanim. Dear Kohen, when someone comes to you and says, I'd like to bring a korban chatat, what do you need to do? And therefore, the two parshiot are kind of mirror images or two sides of a coin, one relating to Am Yisrael and one relating to the Kohen. I think that is a beautiful pshat and explanation, but I want to dig a little deeper. Something that I've been thinking about isn't just a question of who are the primary actors, but beneath that difference, there's also another difference. The target population of Sefer of Parshat Vayikra is Am Yisrael, is the entire Jewish people equally, right? The pasuk says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem." Tell Am Yisrael, "Adam ki yakriv," man, any man who wants to bring a korban. Parshat Vayikra is open to everyone, man, woman, child, I guess, anyone can bring a korban. Everyone is part of the communal karbanot that you give machzor shekel for. Vayikra is for everyone. Parsha Tzav, when I read it over, it's not just that it's only for Kohanim. It's for a very specific group. In fact, it's not just a specific group. It's one family. It's Tzav et Aaron ve'et panav. It's Aaron and his kids. You know, I couldn't help it, but when I was reading through Chamishi, Vayageshet Parachatat, so where Vayismoch Aaron uvanav etidehem. I'm like imagining in my head, Aaron is doing smicha, he's putting his hands on the animal, that's a korban chatat, along with his kids. And I'm just like thinking of the image, Aaron and his four kids, they're working together. Because the Mishkan was basically a family business. It was Aaron and his sons. And it's just a striking image that Vayikra is all about all of Am Yisrael, everyone participating. And the Mishkan is Aaron and his family. Now, on other years, part of me might have said, how could this be? Nepotism, why not share the wealth? But this year, especially with everything that's going on and the fact that all of us are kind of cooped up with our families, we're Aaron. We're Aaron and his family. For those of us that are working, most of us, I assume, are working from home. There's no more division between your public life, your work life, your private life. You're home with your family. You work with your family. Your kids don't go to school. Everyone is together. The family unit is the work unit, is the learning unit. And I can almost imagine that's what Aaron HaKohen felt. He goes to work with his four kids. And again, they lived right outside of the Mishkan in that first concentric circle around the Mishkan. Going to work, staying home, pretty much all the same thing. That's who they were. And it's wild to think that Aaron and they were just one entity at work, at home, while relaxing, while on the job, during Avodat Hashem, during davening, during Karbanot. It was this all-embracive existence that everything is kind of jumbled and put together in some sort of whole. And something tells me that's what many of us are feeling now, that all of our lives are kind of like Aaron u'Banav. House, work, education, Avodat Hashem, everything. We don't daven in shul, we daven at home. We do all of our chesed at home. We do our work at home. We do our teaching, our learning at home. And part of me, like I'm sure for many of us, are kind of missing the Am Yisrael public nature of Vayikra, of other people, of going out. But there's something beautiful about the Aaron existence, about being and feeling like you are a privileged Kohen, and you and your family have an opportunity to do Avodat Hashem together. And I think we need to start to make that shift. And nobody makes that shift better than the Arizal. The Arizal, Kabbalist in the 16th century, has a beautiful way of looking at mitzvot. And the Arizal wants everyone to envision that you are a Kohen. You're a Kohen Gadol every Shabbat. And when you make Kiddush properly, and when you do Lecha Mishnah, and when you sing Zmirot at the table, you are the Levi in the Beit HaMikdash singing the songs of the Levi. You're the Levi washing the hands of the Kohen, and you are doing the Korban or the wine libation when you are doing Kiddush. Except that you're not doing it in the Beit HaMikdash. You're doing it at home, around the table, with your family. And that's the origin of Zmirot, perhaps a little bit before the Arizal also. It's how do I take the world of spirituality and transform it in my house? And I think that this is the big challenge of our lives right now. How do I take everything that we used to do outside and do it inside together as a family and do it better and do it well and do it in a meaningful way? Do it in a way that in Emirat Hashem, when this is over, we're going to look back and we'll miss some of it. Right? This year is, for many of us, the Seder. What's the Seder? It's meant to be a family mitzvah of Higadot LeBincha. And we need to make sure that everything we do, we consider all the people around us, all the people that we're quarantined or just pseudo-quarantined together with. And everyone needs to be a Kohen Gadol in their house. And I don't care if you were in yeshiva for 4 months, a year, 2 years, or 10 years ago. You have the opportunity to be the Kohen Gadol in your house. You're Aaron HaKohen. How are you working with the other members of your household, of your family? How are you involving your siblings, your parents? How are you all doing the avoda of the Mikdash together? And many of us have spent plenty of time, I'm sure, complaining, looking back and wishing things were otherwise. Maybe it's time to embrace where we are and the situation that we're in. And to say, you know what? Parshat Vayikra was last week. We're not in Vayikra anymore. We're in Tzav. And Tzav is all about Aaron and Aaron Ubanav, Aaron and only Aaron and his kids, working together in Avodat Hashem. Wouldn't it be great if we could start seeing ourselves as Aaron and start thinking about what does Avodat Hashem in my house, with my family, all together, what could that look like? Especially as Pesach is coming up and we all have mitzvot, the Bdikat Chametz and Biur Chametz, how do we as a family come together just like Aaron and his family?